Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim, Master Daf Lamed, and we are starting Chav Tes Amud Beis about three lines off at the bottom with the words in Zgalgula Me'eleho Amang Machzarta, and the Vilcher's Daf, it's on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, about three quarters away through the Amud. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lilu Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sar, Basim Yaakov Maisha, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So before we get to the question, Zgalgula Me'eleho Amang Machzarta, let's say it rolled away from his hand, is he allowed to bring it back? And this is referring to where we had said in the Mishnah that if he's in his Chatzar and he has a Taina, they're a fig tree, even though a Chatzar is usually a Kveil Meiser, he's allowed to eat them one by one, and that's not a Kvias. And why is that? Because we're assuming that it's similar to the next case of the Mishnah, where he climbs to the top of the tree, he's allowed to eat as many figs as he wants, not even achas achas. He could just stuff himself silly with figs, and still there's no kvias for maestros. That's because he's in a totally different rishos. So he's not considered to be in the chatzar. And the idea is, it's the same thing with achas achas. When he's standing in the chatzar and he takes the figs one by one, it's considered to be in a different rishos, and therefore he's allowed to eat them without having to take off maestro. And here the question is, let's say the fig rolled out of his physically in the chatzar, is he allowed to pick it up and bring it back into his hand, and it would still be potter from maestro? So the Gemara suggests, come on, like we say over there, there's a brisa we had brought earlier in Perek Beis, machzirin lemkaimon va'echol, that he could bring them back to their place and eat, va'of ha'chakein, over here is the same. What's that referring to? This brisa was speaking about where he brought figs into a chatzar she'ena mishtameres, so there's no kvias for maestros yet, and then accidentally brought them into his house. We had said he could bring them back out, and there's still no kvias for maestros, he could eat them arai, or suggesting that over here is the same thing. Even though the fig rolled out of his hand and it's in the chatzar, he's allowed to pick it up and have it back into his hand, and now it's pata for maestro. However, lamin on alpha on top of the Gemara tells us that's not true. Taman over there with machzir makam ptur. When he brings it back out to the chatzar, it's a makam ptur. It's a chatzar she'ina mishtameres. So there's no kfiyas for maestro such a chatzar. But over here, machzir makam chiyuv. He's bringing it back to makam chiyuv. What does that mean? He's bringing it back to makam chiyuv. Well, he's standing in the chatzar, and so him bending down and picking up the fig, which is on the floor of the chatzar, and keeping it in his hand, is not considered like he's bringing it to makam ptur. His hand is not a makam ptur since he's standing in the chatzar. That's a makam chiyuv, and therefore this fig which fell out of his hand is now chayv in maaser, and he's not allowed to eat from it anymore. Ma'adamila, what is this brisa from the second pair comparable to? It's similar to if he's in the top of the fig tree and he's eating figs and then one of them falls out of his hand into the chatzar, he could climb down, pick it up, climb back to the top of the tree and continue eating from it arai. That's similar to the case of the brisa because he's bringing it back to a makam ptur. Now once we mention him being at the top of the fig tree, we bring another question. Ma'adamila, what do you consider this fellow who's at the top of the fig tree? Ka'amid bi'ir, ka'amid b'sada. Is he like in the city or is he like in the field? Now this has to do with the din of shikha. We know that if a person forgets one or two bundles in the field, that's considered shikha, and he has to leave them for the aniyim. Some bring a brass about this. Yeva kada haya oimid b'tzad sadeyu. That's proper girsa. If he's standing right next to his field, va'amar, and he says, yodeh ani shapalim sheichin oimer shemakim plani. I know that my workers in the field are going to forget that bundle that I put in such and such place. V'shachuhu, and they forgot it. In a shikha, it's not considered shikha because his chatzar was kind of for him. He's right next to his field, so he was kind of that bundle that's in the field, and therefore, even though the workers forgot it, it's not considered shikha because he was kainet already. However, haya imin bi'ir, that's proper girsa, if he's in the city, Varmani says, I know that my workers are going to get that bundle that I have in that place in my field, ushachu, and they forgot it, hareza shikha, it is considered shikha. Why is that? Because the pasuk says, besadeh v'shachachta, that when you're in the field and you forget, it's considered shikha, v'loi bi'ir v'shachachta, and not if you're in the city. And the josh from here is that if you forgot it originally, that's considered shikha. However, if you remember that you have this bundle, and only afterwards you forgot it, it's not considered shekha. And that's why if he's in his field and he remembered that he had the bundle, and so now his field could be kind of the bundle for him because of kinyan chatzar, it's not considered shekha. But if he's in the city and he remembered that he has a bundle and then later it was forgotten, that's still considered shekha because he was never kind of that bundle when he remembered it because he wasn't by his field. And the question is, what about if this guy is in his field but he's at the top of a fig tree? So is that considered like he's in a totally separate rishos? Like we say that if he's in the top of his fig tree in his chatzar, it's not considered like he's in the chatzar? Or no, is it considered like he's in the field? I want to have an answer to this question. And continue to explain the mission. We said, Gavan Shina Tu of a Chulu, if we have a grapevine planted inside a chatzar, Reb Tarfon says that he could take the entire eshkol, an entire cluster of grapes, and eat it all in one shot. And this is as opposed to Rabbi Kiva, who had said he's only allowed to eat it one grape at a time. So we analyze. Tamatanin over there, we learned in a Mishnah, and this is Mesachas Trumas. Haya Eichlas Eshkol, let's say he's eating cluster of grapes, Venichas Menagina Lachatzar, and he goes from the Gina, which is Makam Tur, into the chatzar, which is Makam Chiyuv. Reb Eliezer Omer, Yigmar. Reb Eliezer says he's allowed to continue eating it, and he doesn't have to take off Meiser. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua says, Lo Yigmar, he's not allowed to continue eating it. Now this machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua comes up in multiple places. Rabbi Elazar holds that once you start doing something beheter, you're allowed to continue doing it. And Rabbi Yeshua holds, not necessarily. So now bringing this to Shitas Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Zeir quotes Rabbi Chiyo, who says, B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, what does Rabbi Tarfon hold? Oy, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Elazar. Either Rabbi Tarfon of our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Elazar, that once you start eating it beheter, you're allowed to continue. And since when you're in your chatzar, you're definitely allowed to pick one grape and eat it without having to take off Meiser, so that's considered starting it beheter. Mutter, you're allowed to eat the entire thing without having to take off Maaser. Oy, Reb Tarfon Avad Uksas Ha'icha Metchilasai, or maybe Reb Tarfon has a different reason. He doesn't subscribe to Reb Lezer's general din that if you start something beheter, you're allowed to continue it. He just holds specifically in regards to eating, since you started eating it in a permissible state, you're allowed to continue. In other words, we would say that Reb Tarfon Arav Mishnah holds like Reb Lezer only in regards to eating, but not in regards to other things. So those are two different options. Now we have a slightly different version. Reb Ila quotes Reb Isi, who says B'shem Reb Yechanan, Oy, Reb Tarfon Kreb Lezer. Either we could say that Reb Tarfon holds like Reb Lezer that once you start something beheter, you're allowed to continue. Oy, Reb Tarfon, or perhaps Reb Tarfon holds like this. Avad Achila Shiesh Ba Shtaim Shalosh Achila Es Kachila Achas. He treats an eating that's done in two or three times like one achila. And that's what eating on cluster of grapes is. When you eat a cluster of grapes, you don't put the whole thing into your mouth. You eat a couple at a time, and then you couple more into your mouth. That's shtaim shalosh achilois, but that's really considered all like achila achas, and that's why it's permitted to take the entire eshkol. I wonder if I have an answer to this. In other words, we have multiple different understandings of what Reb Tarfon could be holding in our Mishnah. Antolam Rama Beza on top, my time to Reb Lezer. Now we just clarify what's Reb Lezer's reasoning, and that's because Mishum Sheschol by Beheter, because he started eating it Beheter in the Gina, he doesn't have to take off Maaser over there, and so even though he went into the Chatzar, which is Kaveh for Maaser, he's allowed to continue eating it without having to take off Maaser. However, now we have a different understanding. Rav Nassim says, it's not that Reb Lezer holds, since he started at Beheter, he's allowed to continue eating it. And we actually misunderstood. Reb Lezer does not allow him to continue eating it if he's in the Chatzar. Elosh Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer says, Yamten Ashiyetze Shabbos, Oyachiyetze Chutz Chatzar of Yigmar. He has to wait until Shabbos finishes or until he brings it out of his Chatzar and then he's allowed to finish it. And this touches on another case that was mentioned over there. Let's say he was eating this cluster Erev Shabbos and then it became Shabbos and we know that Shabbos is a Kaveh for Meiser. Reb Lezer said, there's no problem and he's allowed to continue. Now we're here from Nassim saying, it's not that Reb Lezer holds, he's allowed to continue eating it even on Shabbos without having to take off Meiser, or that he's allowed to continue eating it even though he's in the Chatzar without having to take off Meiser. It just means that as long as he walks out of the Chatzar, he's allowed to continue eating it if he's in the Gina and he doesn't have to take off Meiser even though it had went into the Chatzar. And it's the same thing with Shabbos. As long as he waits and does not eat it on Shabbos, Matzei Shabbos, he's allowed to continue eating it without having to take off Meiser. And continue to talk about a Chatzar, we're going to have two different prices. Tani B'Shem Rav Nechemia, a brass was taught in the name of Rav Nechemia, Chatzar Shina Deres, if he's digging in his Chatzar, Harei Kegina, so it's like a Gina, and Eichlin B'Secha Arai, he's allowed to eat inside his Chatzar Arai because he's treating it like a Gina because he's digging in order to plant. And Rav Simlai says, Halachah Rav Nechemia, Halachah Rav Nechemia. And now second brisa, Tani, the brisa tells us, Zara Ruba, Petura, that's the proper girsa. If he planted inside the majority of his chatzar, so it's pater for Meiser, because it's clearly showing that it's like a field and that it's not like a chatzar. However, nata ruba, chayeves, that's the proper girsa. If he planted trees in the majority of his chatzar, so then it's chayev in Meiser. And why is that? Amar Chizda, he clarifies, v'ushinata l'noyash al chatzar, that's only if he planted the trees for the beautification of the chatzar. Meaning he planted trees there for shade, it's nice to sit under them and read a book or relax outside, and that's not considered like turning his chatzar into a field, and it's still considered a chatzar. And now the Gemara clarifies, these two brises, Hada Yalfa Menahi, Vahi Yalfa Menada, that one is learned from this one, and this one is learned from that one. What does that mean? Hada Yalfa Menahi, that one is learned from this one. This brisa, the second one, that says, Zara Ruba Petura, that if he planted the majority of his chatzar with plants, everything that grows here is pater from Meiser because it loses its din of a chatzar, that's learned from the previous brisa where we said, Vahu Shetehina Deres, it has to be that he's digging in his chatzar. It can't just be that he found a bunch of holes in his chatzar and he decided, hey, let me plant here. That's not considered planting the majority of the chatzar. Learned from the first brisa that it has to be that he's actively digging inside his chatzar and then he plants in those holes that he dug in order for us to say that it's not considered a chatzar anymore and everything growing here is pater for Meiser. And vahi yalfim nado, this one is learned from that one, meaning the first brisa is learned from the second, in which way she'im hoisin adares shehi kasadeh, that if he's digging in it, it's considered like a field, even though he didn't plant anything in it yet. He's just digging a whole bunch of holes in it. It already has a din of a field and it's not kaveh for Meiser. When do we say this? So we borrow from the second brisa vuhusha ider ruba, that's only if he's digging in the majority of his chatzar and not just digging a small hole in the corner. I can think to explain why it's at Echagdaku Pater, and this is going on if he has a tree growing in his chatzar, but it's leaning over into the Gina or vice versa. So we had say that if he's in the Gina, he could eat as much as he wants, and there's no chia for Maestris, even though the tree is growing in the chatzar. But if he's in the chatzar, he's only allowed to eat one by one. But for the clarification of this, Hande Tamar Echagdaku Pater, that which we said that he could eat as much as he wants, and he's Pater for Maestris, that's Ba'amid Begina. If he's standing inside the Gina, even though the tree is growing in the chatzar, since the branches of the tree are leaning over into the Gina, and he's standing in the Gina, and there's no need to take off Meiser. And Hande Tamar, Eichel Echad Echad Pater, potter. That which we said, that he's only allowed to eat one by one, and he's potter. Vim tziref chayiv, but if he picks two, then he's chayiv in maaser, but I'm in bechatzer. That's talking about where he's standing in the chatzer, eating from these fruits. Now we just end up with a question. Rabbi Yirmiyahu ba, kumi Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyahu asked in front of Rabbi Zeira, haisin yitel is bedukni. What about if he's eating in this sort of way? This is talking about where the tree was planted in the gina, and there's branches leaning over into the chatzer, so he climbs up the tree, and he's sitting on a branch, but he's still technically in the gina. However, he reaches his hand over down the branch and picks something which is growing over the chatzer. Is that considered like he's in the gina, or is that considered like he's in the chatzer? I wouldn't have an answer to this question. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with a little bit of an Agadah Gemara. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.